with the prospect of not being able to go home to Canada or the States this summer, we are trying to make the best of it and do the China Heritage Tour with our sweeties since they were born here and there is still much to be seen. We usually get out of Dodge every time there is a holiday, so this will be the summer of China. There are worse things, but I do so want to see Edie and my other friends and family.
Hi, I'm Edie, and I am gutted, Leia, oh, by the news that you and your fam won't be making the trek to Madison. I am gutted.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Oh. So I thought I would explain why I keep saying the word gutted.
Please do.
They always say it on the Great British Baking Show.
Really?
But it's usually when a pie or a tort has a soggy bottom. But I really feel like it's apropos, you know, right now, because I am gutted.
You're soggy bottomed.
Yeah, I am not ready to think about summer plans since I am still trying to muscle my way through this school year.
Yeah.
I am a middle school reading specialist, mother of three, and a gardening enthusiast.
Yay.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks,
images from Grace and Frankie, and bedside table bounty.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Stop going from 0 to 100.
Yeah, stop it! and of course, we will have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Edie, what's your tip of the week?
Well, my tip of the week comes from the Netflix show Grace and Frankie.
Oh.
Have you watched that, Leah?
I have watched every episode. I love it.
It stars Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, and it's a show that's not for everyone, right?
I suppose not. So, definitely for our clientele here on the show, though, don't you think? For a lot of us.
Well, it gets a little risque, don't you think? Well, anyway, what I like even more than the silly antics of Grace and Frankie is seeing what Frankie is wearing.
Yes, yeah. she's like you.
So Lily Tomlin plays Frankie, and she's like a flower child ex, I guess still a hippie.
Yeah.
And I noticed that Frankie often wears sheer long sleeve tops underneath other tops. And I broke my New Year's goal of not buying any new clothes. But I think I rationalized it by saying this is going to extend my wardrobe.
Okay.
So I ordered off of Amazon a bunch of long sleeve tops with sheer sleeves, and they're like $14.
Oh.
And yeah.
Okay.
And I wear them under my short sleeve summer tops.
Okay.
And Leah, it's been a while since I've mentioned my arms.
But you do mention them a lot.
So I'm mentioning them again. I have not been doing the lazy dancer arm exercises, so my arms are like whatever. But I find that covering them up with these sheer sleeves, it's like magic,
really?
Leah.
Okay.
My arms look amazing.
Okay. Well,
and I don't need any lazy dancer.
Okay. I like it. Well, I'll tell you, I've been wearing sheer sleeves for years myself. I've been on to this craze for a long time. But
you have? I've never seen you wear sheer tights. They're tight, Leah.
Oh, they're tight. Oh, no. Okay. I need to go back and look at these sheer sleeves. Or post a picture of yourself on the coop. I can't quite picture it then.
They're tight.
Okay. Now let me tell you, what I don't like, you insinuated this when we were chatting the other day, that you were more like Frankie And I was more like, no, which one is Grace and which one is Frankie? Who's Lily? Lily Tomlin.
Jane Fonda's is Grace.
Okay. Well, you insinuated I was more like Grace, and I'm not sure I like that because, you know, I think I'm kind of flower childy myself. But at the same time, I have been wearing the pop-up collars and some of the, you know, some of the Grace clothing. But I don't know. I'm somewhere in the middle, maybe. But I'm not uptight.
I didn't mean your personality was like Grace.
But my clothes aren't either, other than the pop-up collars that Christine inspired me to get going on.
Well, you've been wearing blazers.
That's true. I wore my plum blazer today, and I looked fabulous with a chartreuse V-necked, very cool t-shirt, actually. I think I was just telling Edie before we started recording. I said, I wish you could see me today because I'm looking fabulous. And then Edie said, well, I'm not because I just got out of bed. And I said, but Edie, I didn't even try and I look fabulous. So I have got a lot of good self-esteem happening right now.
Which I love. Keep it going, Leia. Keep it
going. Okay, I am just giving myself the high fives like crazy. Okay, so speaking...
But being like Grace is a huge compliment.
Is it?
She looks amazing.
She looks fantastic. So true, right? Jane Fonda has kept it up from her exercise days to now. Whoa, yeah, she's got it going on. Okay, so Grace and Frankie, I totally concur. What a fun show and delightful, especially for those of us who are women and in the, 40 to 50 and above range. Yes, such a fun show. I today would like to talk about kind of something I call the path of least resistance around my bedside table. So... I one of my goals, as you know, Edie, was to clean out my bedside table and just have it everything accessible that I needed, but not, you know, not a pile of junk. And I'm looking at it right now because my drawer is open and it's frankly not looking very good at the moment. It is full of let's say it's full of crap. But that said, it does have, and I'm going to clean it out after this, I promise, because now I'm inspired looking at it. I'm a little embarrassed. But what it does have, it always, is my lip balm and my floss, because I know that if it's right there and I can just grab it as I'm lying in bed and reading, getting ready for bed, I'm going to use it. And if it's somewhere else, I'm probably not. And so that path of least resistance, making it one step easier to do something that I know I need to do every day by keeping it close by, I just think that's beautiful. My sister, Nicole, she keeps her floss sticks in the car and she flosses all the time when she's driving. And her dentist says she's got like the cleanest, best teeth ever.
I think do whatever works, but whatever happened to flossing in the bathroom?
Well, you know, you just have a little bin beside your bedside table, and I don't want to look at myself. I don't want stuff to splatter on the mirror. I just want it to be something super easy. So if I'm lying in bed and reading a book and I can pick at my teeth a little, you know, Bob's your uncle. I don't know. It's just easy. I think
you have a point there. I don't really like watching myself floss either.
Okay.
No, who needs to see that?
Right. Okay, I think we need to stop talking about this. I do believe.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I think I hear a campfire, Leia.
I think I hear one too. All right. Okay.
Fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer, in the glowing, come sing and be merry.
It's time for Campfire Chat!
Today, we're going to talk about strategies for slowing down.
even during this time where we've spent so much time stuck at home, in some ways, it has actually made us speed up.
Yeah, you're right. In this time and place on the planet, I think we have more on our plates than ever, figuratively and literally, right? Do you remember how I packed on a COVID cup in my bra size, Edie?
I do remember that, Leia, but let's dive right into ways we can take it a little easier. Okay. I find that I'm not used to doing anything as my life starts to somewhat open up, and it's causing me to go from 0 to 100, and I don't like it.
Okay, yeah, I get that. All right. Okay, so let's talk about some times of the day when it's important to slow ourselves down. For me, that would be in the morning, always. I like to set my intentions for the day so that I can have a peaceful and productive one, but that isn't too overwhelming. Do you do anything like that, Edie?
Well, I've talked about this before on the podcast, and I think many people would find my morning routine somewhat overwhelming.
Yes.
But I'm a morning person.
You really are.
And this this works for me. I like to get everything done because basically my day is done at 6 in the evening.
Edie, you know. Edie, why don't you tell our listeners what time it is for you now and what time you got up?
Oh, I got up at 4:30 a.m. and it's 10 to 7
Man.
Right now.
Right. So it's 10 to 7 for her in the morning and it's 10 to 8 for me in the evening of the same day. So there you go. I'm an evening person. She's a morning person. So carry on. So this is working. It's a little bit challenging, but this is the best time for both of us. Yeah. So what else do you do in the morning?
In the morning, I write my gratitude list. Uh-huh. I used to write 5 items, but I'm finding during this time of current unpleasantness, I'm writing 10 things that I'm grateful for.
Nice.
I write in my prayer journal, and I also read different prayers out loud. I have all these decks of like angels and affirmations, and I have just so many decks of cards. I was at one point I was like choosing 5 different cards, and I don't do that anymore. It was like my life. During this time, I have an intention group and I text them my daily intention. And then I do a couple of timed writings because I am working on my middle grade book every day.
That's so good.
So that is my morning. And if I don't get up at 4:30, I can't get everything in because I also have to get ready for work and get myself and my daughter out the door.
Wow, that's intense. But you love it, right?
I love it, Leia. I wouldn't have it any other way. It's to me, that's slowing down, sitting and drinking coffee you know, choosing cards and writing. It's so relaxing and wonderful to me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very inspiring. I feel like I might be able to do that when I retire and, you know, I get up when I wake up and start doing those things, or in the summer on vacation, but that doesn't seem viable for me. But we've talked about this before too, that I'm more of an evening person. For me, my goal in the morning is always to meditate for about 15 minutes. I don't make it all the time. In fact, I didn't this morning. I got up in time, but my friend that I sleep beside, my friend and better half, sometimes, you know, there's just some noises going on that he's snoring, and I just, you know, I try to focus on a sound that I have in my ears, but sometimes the snoring outweighs that. And you might say, Leia, you could get out of bed and go somewhere else and do your meditation. That might be even better. But again, it's sort of that path of least resistance. If I can be in bed, prop myself up with some pillows and get into a comfortable position here, I'm more likely to do it than I am to get out of bed and be a little chilly and find a place and the dog's licking me and all those sorts of things. So that's, I'm doing my best with it. Anyway, I do want to be in a state of allowing, and I want to let that source energy, God, whatever you want to call it, flow through me with no resistance. And so that is always my intention in the morning as I get started. And I am doing that with reasonable success.
Well, Leah.
Yeah.
I need to be honest. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
I have given up on meditating. Uh-huh. I don't want anyone to tell me that I need to meditate. I know it's beneficial and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm done. Okay. I don't want to sit and meditate.
Okay.
But I have a different twist on meditation. I like to add the word meditation to the end of household chores.
Ooh. Household chore meditation? Like wash the dishes to wash
the
dishes
like I
kind
go,
of thing?
Yeah, wash. Now I'm going to do my washing the dishes meditation.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Then I, you know, wash the dishes. Now I'm going to do my folding the clothes meditation.
So let me ask you. Let me ask you about that then. So while you're washing the dishes, you're totally focusing on that moment then while you wash, paying attention to each piece of cutlery and each plate. Is that the idea or? Or you're just saying it because...
Well, you you would think that was the idea. No, I'm listening to a podcast or nagging my children.
Okay, got it.
But it just makes... I don't know why I do... It just makes me feel like what I'm doing is, like, more important than just a silly household chore.
Value added, yeah. Okay, well, that's... Fair enough, right? Fair enough. I can...
Yeah.
Yeah. No judgment here, let me tell you.
But adding the word meditation does remind me to, like, lower my shoulders and maybe breathe a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. More power to you, girl. All right. It's all good. Something that I have been doing, as we're talking about the morning, I certainly don't have... I don't have any of your routines other than, you know, slowing myself down and trying to meditate, not yours. But as I'm getting dressed and I pick my clothes out now the night before, so there's no stress involved with getting dressed anymore, I listen to messages that I have recorded to myself, uplifting things that will get me in the right frame of happiness for my day. So, like, I've actually recorded myself saying things. Hey, Leah, you know, all these sort of affirmations, I guess you might call them. And I listened to myself saying them. So it seems a little...
Did you know Frankie does that on Grace and Frankie?
Does she? Okay, I'd forgotten about that.
Yes.
Well, there you go. See, I knew I was more like Frankie than Grace. Okay. So, Edie, how do you get your day started on the right foot and not on the gas pedal? Because you got a lot going on in your mornings that begin at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah, I make sure that I shower at night.
Uh-huh.
So that I just need to, you know, curl my hair in the morning to get those effortless beach waves,
yes.
You know. Yeah, effortless in quotes. I make sure that the kitchen is clean and that my coffee is ground.
Oh.
I do go through a lot of coffee, Leah, because I use the AeroPress.
I don't know what the AeroPress
is. Yeah, but I compost it.
Okay.
Well, that should be a tip or a trick because it's amazing.
Okay.
I have all my snacks and lunch packed and ready, so I just grab it, you know, when I go to work.
Yeah, me too.
And before the time of COVID, I made sure that all of the kids' lunch, I'm so enabling, I still pack all of my kids' lunches.
I haven't packed my kids' lunches since they were like 5. So whatever they get, you know,
whatever they throw together,
that's what they get.
No, I'm an enabler. I'm an enabler, Leah.
Well, or you're a good mommy and I'm a bad mommy.
No, I think it's better for kids to pack their own lunch and be independent. You're an excellent mummy.
Thank you. Well, you are too.
And I also, we're just different.
Yeah, okay. I'll buy that.
I would also make sure that all the paperwork, there was so much paperwork involved with kids. I would make sure that everything was signed and, you know, in their backpack when they were little, though uh-huh. now that they're cool and in high school and middle school, they just stuff it in their pockets.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Oh, it's so annoying.
For sure.
But yeah, I get all those things in place the night before.
Okay. I also shower at night sometimes when I do clean my, when I actually deign to wash myself. That sounds horrible. I'm not that dirty. But I would never shower in the morning, which I know is a habit of many, many people. And I just cannot imagine showering in the morning. My family mostly, I think all of my family showered in the evening growing up. Maybe I'm wrong, but certainly I did, and I know my dad did too. So anyway, yes, I like to have all those things done as well the night before. Oh, here's another thing that I like to do that slows me down and also lifts me up, and that is 68 seconds of non-resistant writing. So you might not know what this is, right?
Yeah, I don't get it.
What are you talking about, right? So what I do is I find a couple times a day and I just sit down and I write down things that I have absolutely no resistance to and that just give me joy, that there's just no stress about them. So I focus my thoughts on completely lovely things, and I write for about a minute and a half, and I might write things like sitting by the ocean, napping, pillows, purring cats, chocolate chip cookies, listening to Edie's playlists, whatever I can think of that gives me absolutely zero stress, no resistance at all. And it doesn't need to be part of my reality now either. It can just be anything. And I write it down and let the good feelings that accompany it just rush through my nervous system. It's kind of like a reset, I guess. And it's just kind of amazing. Like, it just gets me, boom, just going and happy and really positive. What do you think?
Do you have a 68-second notebook? Are you just writing this wherever? And do you think it's more beneficial to write it down rather than just thinking it? What are your thoughts?
Okay, my thoughts are, yes, I do have a notebook, but sometimes I also, if my notebook isn't handy, I also write it in my phone on the notes part of my app that I have, and I have it there as well. And I think it's more beneficial to write it because when I'm thinking it rather than writing it, same as meditation maybe, you know, your mind goes in all sorts of directions, but I find when I'm writing, I can just focus on the non-resistance more easily with something, you know, especially when I have a pen or a pencil in my hand, just writing good things, write, and I don't have time to think about other things that might be bothering me. Yeah?
Okay.
It's cool. It's worth a go. I love it. Do you have anything like that, Edie, that slows you down when you're in a stressful situation or you're feeling overwhelmed?
Yeah. I now go and I look at my bird feeders and see, you know, usually there's some activity going on out there.
Spring.
And now that spring is arriving in Wisconsin, I go outside and I tour my garden beds to see what is starting to grow. I've added a new thing to my to-do list every day, and that is to work in my garden 30 minutes a day.
Really? So it's warm enough to do that now?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I've been working like my flower beds are being overtaken by grass. So like for the last week, I've worked on digging all that grass out, and my flower beds are looking beautiful. So that's what I've been doing. And I love it. It gets me out of the house and away from my kids my hands get in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
So if I want a longer reset, then I watch an episode of The Great British Baking Show.
Ah, yes. Yes. So good. Fun. All right.
Yeah.
And then you get, like, and then you get all, bake. Do you get gutted when you're watching it?
I don't get gutted over their soggy bottoms, you know, whatever. Someone's going to go at the end. But it's just, you know, so calming to watch them, you know, popping pie crusts in the oven. And it's actually kind of inspired me to want to learn how to make a pie.
Okay. Well, pie baking is quite an art. I haven't made a pie in a long time, but I've made a few good ones in my time. Nice. Really nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to say about this topic, Leah?
Apparently not.
We have been droning on.
Blah, 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 blah. I got nothing. Pies, lemon meringue pies, chocolate cream pies, apple pies, pumpkin pies I don't like, but we can talk about that another day.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have another one for you that will, for all of us, that might help us to stop going from 1 to 100 or from 0 to 100. And it's another reset that I learned, and I really like it. And it goes, and it's this: I know what I don't want, but what is it that I do want? So it's
Leah. Is this a tweet tweet?
This is a tweet tweet. This is an Oprah tweet tweet. Right? So as soon as you think about this sucks, I don't want to do this, you need to turn it around and go, well, what do I want to do? So instead of focusing on the negative, go directly to what's positive. What is it that you do want? And I know that it helps me a lot when I'm caught up in a trap of feeling overwhelmed. And let's face it, I mean, multiple times a day, I think for some people, probably hundreds of times a day, we have these negative thoughts, right? These negative thought patterns. And if we can catch them and go, hang on a second, and not to say that they're bad, but just turn it around and shift to the opposite of what you do want, it can make a big difference. And I've actually been doing this for quite a few years now. And I feel like I was probably born a pessimist. Sometimes I resort to the sort of really negative side of me, but I am definitely a learned optimist, and I tend to err on the side of optimism. And I do believe one of the things that has helped me to do this is just this simple little reset of turning things around to what I do want rather than what I don't. So what do you think of that?
Oh, that is good.
It is, right?
I think it's very good. Could you repeat what it is again so I can get it tweeted out to the world?
I know what I don't want. What is it that I do want?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, I really do too. Well, I feel like it changed my life.
Yeah.
Okay, give me another one. What do you have for us?
Well, let's rewind to episode 32 that we recorded, Leah, which was called Dare to Get Real. Okay. Remember that?
No, but you know, it's all a happy blur, Edie. What happened there?
Well, I talked about making a 3 to 5 song playlist for yourself. I like to listen to my BED playlist to reset myself.
So I can listen to my Leah playlist that you made for me.
Yeah, it's a great reset. Uh-huh. And my favorite song to listen to on my limited BED playlist is the Beatles singing Let It Be. It just resets me and it puts me in a positive frame of mind. It allows me to breathe and I can like get on with stuff and not be hysterical.
Right. Fabulous. Really, I know. I never really thought about that song until the last few. I've always enjoyed it, but I've never taken it to heart until, I don't know, fairly recently. And it's so true, right? Just let it be. So good. And the playlist you made for me, Edie, is fabulous. Climb every mountain. Oh my gosh. But you know the one song that really jazzes me that I did ask you to add that I love that I think maybe I should be listening to in the mornings is that Picture Perfect Morning by Edie Brickell. That song really makes me happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It could be your anthem, Leia.
Ooh, right, because that's something you encourage us to have, is an anthem. Okay.
An anthem. Now I want to steal your anthem because I'm kind of sick of Bruce's Born to Run anthem for myself. But
Born to Run, put on those jogging shoes.
Yeah, after 40 years, I'm sick of it.
Yeah, sure. Why not pick a new one? Oh, boy. Well, you know, it's interesting because none of these tips or tricks are particularly earth-shattering, but I feel like they're all like really useful, solid ideas that can be used to help us slow down even just a bit and realize that we just don't need to be doing quite as much as we are. You think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to delegate, Leia, but I suppose I could just do less. What do you think of that?
I think you're right. We do way more, and apparently you do way more than me, than we actually have to survive and thrive. I mean, do what you do. Do it well. Do it gratefully. Have fun doing it. But don't do more than you have to or more than you, you know. For sure, don't do more than you have to. And also, try not to do more than you want to. We don't have to be busy all the time.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. I agree. Society has us trained to think we need to be doing, doing, doing. But, you know, maybe sometimes you should just go back to bed and read.
Oh, I love it. Go back to bed and read. I think I might do that tonight after we finish podcasting, actually. So,
yay,
I know. I've got a good book going. Tell you about it next week, maybe. So, let's keep this in mind as we move into our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
This week, our challenge is to slow ourselves down and take it easy. What can you stop doing or do less of so you're going at a comfortable speed for you?
Ah, such a great challenge, Edie. Well, I'm going to keep meditating because I know it centers and calms me for the day. And maybe I'll even try to get out of bed to do it. What about you, Edie?
I feel like I'm cheating, Leia, because I have this challenge dialed in.
I kind of do, too.
I'm going to keep looking out my front window and watching the Great British Baking Show when I need to slow down.
Nice.
And also, I need to find out who wins this baking show. Will it be the 63-year-old semi-retired man who bakes for his neighbors?
Ooh.
Or the 22-year-old med student who brought his own 8-year-old sourdough starter.
What? Well, whoever loses is going to be gutted for sure. Just gutted.
They're going to be gutted. And Leia, they're going to be very cross with themselves.
I'm so cross. Oh, yes. So that's it for the two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store,
yeah.
Prairie Girl Greetings. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, The Coop.
The Chit Chat Coop. Yes. And please.
Oh, yeah. The Chit Chat Coop.
Chit Chat Coop. Consider writing us a review in iTunes so others can find the show. If you are unsure how to do this, message us and we will help you. We need more reviews, people.
Thanks to all of you, our lovely listeners. We appreciate you so much.
We sure do. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.